Forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 61. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 30s. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, cooler, upper 50s. Right now, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau says Dean Foods is targeting dairy farmers through the food and beverage company's bankruptcy proceedings. Michael Clements tells about what Farm Bureau is doing to stop the efforts.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is standing up for dairy farmers targeted by Dean Foods. The company is undergoing bankruptcy proceedings and threatening legal action against dairy farmers as part of the process, according to Travis Cushman, AFPF Senior Counsel for Public Policy.
Bankruptcy law allows a debtor to go after payments that are made within the 3 months prior to bankruptcy that were made on a preferred basis. It appears that most, if not all, of these farmers were conducting business in the ordinary course and would therefore be exempt from any clawback from Dean Foods. And so what Dean Foods has done is they have sent letters to, I believe, close to 500 farmers demanding that these farmers repay all monies received by Dean within the 3 months prior to when bankruptcy was declared.
Cushman calls the effort a predatory shakedown regarding milk payments already highly regulated by the federal government.
The letters essentially try to extort tens of thousands of dollars from folks that likely have a complete defense to these claims. So we decided to stand up for farmers and demand that this law firm retract all these letters. And if any farmer has paid any money, the law firm and Dean Foods pay back that money. They should not have had to pay in the first place.
AFBF sent a letter to the law firm managing the Dean Foods estate calling for an immediate reversal and threatening potential legal action if the firm fails to withdraw the letters sent to farmers.
Many of the producers that receive these letters are independent farmers. They're struggling through a multi-year downturn in milk prices. A difficult economic environment with the COVID-19 pandemic has increased milk price volatility. These letters have put producers who are already at the brink in a possible position, either pay the amounts demanded or incur the cost of legal counsel to defend against the debtor's allegations. This is simply unacceptable.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Over 400 mortgage holders in the state of Kansas will receive restitution as part of a new nationwide settlement with a mortgage servicer, according to Attorney General Derek Schmidt. KWCH News reports that the announcement came yesterday as attorney generals from all 50 states and territories reached an $86.3 million settlement with NationStar Mortgage. Schmidt said that 465 Kansan mortgage holders affected will receive $547,000 in restitution. Nearly 56,000 loans are recovered by the settlement, which covers conduct that occurred between 2011 and 2017. In other news, the family of a former Garden City Community College football player who died of heat stroke after an August 2018 practice has sued the medical personnel who responded to emergency calls and provided the initial treatment for 19-year-old Braden Bradforth. The Garden City Telegram reports that after the team's first practice on August 1st of 2018, the New Jersey native went into medical distress and was transported to St. Catherine Hospital, where he died 2 hours after he was found.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer sales excluded. Offers expire December 31st, 2020.
Former Kansas Highway Patrol officers are suing after taking a stand against alleged sexual harassment and then being pushed out of the agency. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that former majors Scott Harrington and Josh Kellerman sued in federal court. They allege they faced retaliation for helping female staffers file sexual harassment complaints against top Highway Patrol officers. Harrington resigned under pressure this year. A Kansas Highway Patrol spokesperson declined to comment, citing the pending lawsuit. A spokesperson for Governor Laura Kelly says the sexual harassment allegations are unsubstantiated and that the governor stands by Kansas Highway Patrol leaders. And Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas considers meatpacking plant workers and grocery store employees as essential workers, putting them just behind healthcare workers and nursing home residents for the coronavirus vaccines. Kelly said Kansas's vaccine plan calls for the first shots to go to frontline healthcare workers with high risk of coronavirus exposure, including workers in nursing homes as well as nursing home residents. She said the second phase will focus on vaccinating essential workers, including first responders, but also grocery store and meatpacking plant workers. Good America Network News.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. The University of Nebraska plans to expand its coronavirus testing in an effort to bring more students back to campus for in-person classes next semester. President Ted Carter said yesterday that the university plans to hold in-person classes in late January and may require students to get tested for COVID-19 before returning to campus. A group that tried unsuccessfully to place a medical marijuana proposal on the November ballot will launch a new 2022 campaign to legalize the drug for recreational use in the state. Organizers with Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana says they're planning a new, broader petition drive. The group collected more than enough signatures to qualify the medical marijuana measure for the ballot this year, but the Nebraska Supreme Court ordered it removed after a group with ties to Republican activists challenged it in court. Despite opposition from prominent conservatives, including Governor Pete Ricketts, the measure would have had a good chance of passing. Mid-America Network News.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed. Expires December 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID-19 cases in Marshall County fell again to 52 as of Monday, the lowest since late October when 44 were reported Halloween weekend. A steady rise to a peak of 203 just short of a month ago has fallen since November 12th. That said, two additional fatalities related to the pandemic were reported over this past weekend, bringing the total to 15. 9 people remain hospitalized from Marshall County, and 625 have recovered thus far, again with 52 active cases as of Monday. Although no background on deaths has been shared, the health department did note the health compromised and the elderly remain at the greatest risk. A fatality accident Friday afternoon was reported in Gage County, north of Beatrice on U.S. 77 at the Pickerel intersection. Mike Oliver of Beatrice died after his vehicle went off the highway, coming to rest in a nearby field. The victim apparently suffered a medical issue, and the accident was reported shortly before 4:30 p.m., resulting again in the death of Mike Oliver, a former longtime Beatrice police officer. Marysville City Council met briefly Monday evening and voted to extend a contract to Vincent and J.C. Payshaw for operation of the city recreation programs this next year. Marysville Sport and Recreation earlier announced they would terminate their contract with the city with the pending resignation of Brian Froggle, who has run the program for a number of years. The contract offer was passed on a 6-2 vote. There will be an informational meeting at the Hanover Public School Tuesday to discuss, gauge interest in, and answer questions about starting a 3- and 4-year-old early childhood program at the Hanover School beginning in the 21-22 school year. Discussion, question, and answers with interested area daycare providers from 6 to 7, with a meeting continuing at 7 for any interested parents or patrons in the Hanover School District. The annual Winter Forage Conference, hosted by the Kansas Forage and Grassland Council and Kansas State University, will be a virtual event this Thursday, December 10th, beginning at 9 a.m. Program will feature ag specialists addressing several forage topics, including pasture management and weed control, current hay prices and statistics, along with alfalfa management, insect control, and a research update. The event is free for Kansas Forage and Grassland Council members, whose membership extends into 2021, and is $25 for non-members payable online. You must pre-register online to receive the Zoom link. Contact Mark Nelson at the Kansas State Forage and Grains Council at 785-587-6103 or Alicia Bohr at Kansas State University, phone 620-793-1910. Lawrence Gary Fisher, age 75, formerly of Washington, passed away November 29th. Private graveside service Wednesday at the Washington City Cemetery with the Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gary Fisher. Gerald J. Penner, age 85, of Odell, passed away Friday. Service will be held 10:30 Wednesday at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gerald Penner. Harlan E. Turk, age 77, of Clay Center, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Committal service and burial Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery at Clay Center. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Harlan Turk. Elaine F. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away November 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Pfeiffer. Larry L. Reinhart, age 81, of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held at Home City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Larry Reinhart. Larry A. Edgar, age 75, of Overland Park, formerly of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Larry Edgar.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, dry weather across the central and east central parts of Midwest for this Tuesday. We're going to see dry weather over the next several days before our next low pressure system moves in. As we head towards Thursday night into Friday, continuing into the start of the weekend, bringing chances for some rain showers. Some areas of the Midwest will see chances for some rain and snow. We're seeing some beautiful weather, like I mentioned, some warm temperatures, but like I said, cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, temperatures 61, winds west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, mid-60s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 30s. And Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, cooler in the upper 50s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature, mid-December 44, record high in this date 72, the average low 22. Record low is 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:35. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
Before the advent of modern snow removal equipment, how did cities in the snow belt ever cope? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 8th, the 343rd day of the year. The U.S. entered World War II on this day in 1941. Snow plows and salt trucks are essential to cities in the snow belt, but have you ever wondered what travel was like before that heavy equipment was around? As it turns out, the crude roads of the day were usually improved by a good snowpack. Sleds and sleighs were the equivalent of today's four-wheel drive vehicles, and many northern communities enlisted snow rollers, wide-wheeled vehicles weighted down by logs or rocks and pulled by oxen to improve the snowpack on roads. The first major city to use a snowplow, by the way, was Milwaukee in 1862. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more fun facts at almanac.com.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State's Tyson Edion has been named to the American Athletic Conference Honor Roll for the week of November 30th through the 6th of December. The 6'2" sophomore from Englewood, New Jersey scored a career-high 26 points in the Shockers season opener, a win over Oral Roberts. For the week, he averaged 20.0 points while connecting on 6 three-pointers and 12 of 13 free-throw attempts. Kansas City Chiefs officially in the playoffs for the sixth year in a row after beating Denver Sunday night. And if you're a season ticket holder, you can get your playoff tickets now. If you're not, you'll have to wait until Friday. Jackson County residents will get first dibs at 8 o'clock Friday morning, while everyone else will have to wait until Friday at noon. They're only selling around 17,000 playoff tickets, so they will be in very high demand. Round ball today, the KU Jayhawks and Creighton Blue Jays today at 4, the K-State Wildcats and Fort Hays Tigers tonight at 7. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's not just the end of the year. It's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford Insta. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Gonzaga and Baylor remain atop the AP Top 25 men's basketball poll after their hotly anticipated game in Indianapolis was called off about 90 minutes before it tipped off last week because of COVID-19. Gonzaga received 54 of 61 first-place votes from a national media panel, while the Bears had the other seven. Iowa remained third after Luke Garza's monster week powered the Hawkeyes to a pair of easy victories. Michigan State climbed four spots to number four, and Finney County Sheriff Kevin Baskew's alma mater, KU, jumped two spots to round out the top five. The Pittsburgh Steelers are undefeated no more.
Coming near side, tipped in the air, and it's intercepted by Washington. John Bostic picked it out of the air. Sweat knocked it up in the air. Bostic picked it.
Mike Tomlin's club handed its first loss of the season, courtesy of the Washington football team. Audio courtesy of Fox Sports. The final score, 23-17, Washington. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Valley Heights. Girls and boys action live on KNDY and KNDY-FM, on air, online, and on demand. Washington County's at Onega. Hanover at Lynn is a schedule change. Centralia at Wetmore is a schedule change. Frankfort meets Northern Heights in the Wabunsee Tournament. Diller O'Dell will host Thayer Central. Southern is host to Johnson County Central. Kansas Jayhawks tip off at 4. Live broadcast with the pregame show at 3:30 on FM 95.5.
Poinsettias are a holiday favorite to give and receive. That is, until the leaves turn yellow and start falling to the floor. Follow these few tips to keep your poinsettia looking its best. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Protect your plant whenever it travels outdoors, then remove the protective sleeve as soon as possible. The upward bent leaves release ethylene that decreases the longevity of the colorful display. Pinch off the yellow knobby growths in the center of the colorful leaves known as bracts. This helps extend the colorful display. Pick the right location. Place your plant in a cool, bright spot out of cold and hot drafts. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil begins to dry. Then pour off any excess water that collects in the foil wrap, basket, or saucer. Overwatering and leaving plants sit in excess water is probably the most common cause of failing plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Lifetime Vision Center would like to ask everyone buying gifts for children to please examine and check all safety guidelines on the packaging. Also, make sure that the toys are age-appropriate to ensure a happy time of play this holiday season. Safety first, from Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
You might pick up a bargain at a garage sale. That's kind of what the folks at Hutchinson, Kansas did. But the garage sales they were attending, so to speak, happened to be those from NASA and the Soviet space program. The unique story and much more is today's feature on the American Countryside. It's brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, and I've been hearing from you about making your switch to Dryshod. One person wrote about the durability. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brands of boots, they wrote. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. This time of year, I wear my Dryshod boots every day. They are warm, comfortable, and built to last, and you'll find them great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities, but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
It's called the Cosmosphere, one of, if not the best, space museum in the world, and it's all in Hutchinson, Kansas. It's amazing what you'll find here. The Cosmosphere
has a flown Mercury spacecraft. We have the Liberty Bell 7, and it does go on international tours. We have the Gemini 10 flown capsule, and we have Apollo 13.
Mimi Meredith shares the story of this museum that began in 1962. The collection of U.S. spacecraft is impressive, but there are some unexpected items that make this a one-of-a-kind stop.
But then what we have that nobody else has is the Soviet-era spacecraft that you can compare to the U.S. spacecraft.
So how does a museum in Hutchinson, Kansas, wind up with the largest collection of Soviet space artifacts to be found?
The economy was horrible in the Soviet Union at the time, and so they were just really seeking the revenue. And we were in the right place at the right time and able to negotiate that.
They truly have items you won't find anywhere else. Another draw are the camps for students of just about any age.
They're busy all day doing everything from figuring out how to build and fly drones to programming robots, building and programming underwater robots, and of course preparing for missions to space.
They've recreated mission control, space flight decks, and even put campers through astronaut training. It's become one of the leading camps in the nation. Driving the Countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 192 acres more or less, southwest of Herkimer at 5th and Jayhawk Road, this Friday, December 11th, sale at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. Property is located at the intersection of 5th and Jayhawk Road, 3.5 miles west of Marysville and 0.5 mile north of U.S. Highway 36. 197 acres, more or less, will be sold, with 156 acres dry crop, 32 acres native grass, and 8 acres tame grass. 5 acres of the tract will be removed before closing. This tract provides an excellent location for farming, residing, hunting, and investing. For details, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com or contact Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell. This land auction for the Eddington Family Trust, southwest of Herkimer, 192 acres more or less, will be held Friday, 10 a.m. at the American Legion Hall in Marysville.
As cold weather sets in, there are less food opportunities for free-ranging chickens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can find bits to eat here and there, but you have to assist with their diets as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In the wintertime, free-range chickens don't have bugs to dine on, but they do like to scratch under a light snow and pick up seeds and nibble on refuse from the fall garden. On really cold, snowy days, it's a good idea to lock them up in the coop. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says free-range chickens find plenty to eat other times of the year, but you have to help them with their diet during the winter.
Offer them some table scraps from your salads, or as you trim them, save those carrot peels and save the ends of the lettuce and the spinach and things like that, and just throw out there and let them peck around at them and get some greenery. Another idea that works pretty well is to cut a pumpkin or a squash open and just let them peck around at that. Those squash-type plants are very rich in vitamin A, plus it gives them something to do.
Frame says he enjoys offering leafy green alfalfa hay, which is very rich in vitamins. If you put a slice of hay in a net and hang it, the birds get exercise and stimulation from pecking it out. He also recommends offering cracked corn as scratch. Corn is high in carbohydrates, and it helps keep their body heat up. Do keep a close eye on your chickens to make sure they're not becoming malnourished.
They'll usually become thin or else they'll start showing signs of possible lameness if they're not getting adequate calcium and vitamin D. That's a real concern, and that's one of the reasons why probably the most important thing during any kind of a stressed weather situation on feeding birds is make sure they have an adequate supply of a balanced chicken feed available too, because that has all the calcium and phosphorus and things that they need.
Learn more on feeding free-range chickens during winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
times have you pulled away from the dinner table and said, I am stuffed, I ate too much? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, too much of anything isn't a good thing, and that applies to spending money too. If you've sometimes overindulged in shopping, you aren't alone, and I have absolutely been there too. So how do you know when enough is, well, enough? You can start by creating a financial strategy, one that reflects your faith and covers all your basic needs, one that provides financial protection for the unexpected and includes short-term and long-term goals. Generosity should absolutely be part of your plan, too. Once you have all of this mapped out, you'll know how much money you have for discretionary spending, which could be your fun money or maybe your vacation money. You could even opt to put it towards saving for retirement. Financial clarity will help you know how much is enough, and it will help you live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
get into the holiday spirit with Home for the Holidays. Special programs on Thursday evenings from the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and KNDY. You'll hear Christmas music, holiday stories, and even some interesting tidbits and information about Christmas traditions, all done by local residents. There are three different programs each Thursday and another special show on Christmas that you won't want to miss. The MCAC and KNDY brings you Home for the Holidays Thursday, December 10th, 17th, and the 24th at 6 p.m. And don't forget the special Christmas program on the 25th. Home for the Holidays on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com.
Safety and security are top of mind for our agricultural labor force. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
We haven't forgotten the pandemic-related food chain disruptions earlier this year. Amy Liebman of the Migrant Clinicians Network says workers on farms and in processing plants were particularly hard hit.
The vulnerabilities for these populations of essential workers are multifaceted. They're long-standing. They're not particular to COVID-19 per se. We have cultural and language differences. Agriculture is an extremely dangerous occupation. It's often a low-wage job. Immigration is a really important component. And then many of our farm workers, not all, are moving from place to place. And many of our farm workers do not have access to health care. They do not have access to insurance, even if they wanted it, although some do. And many lack the financial resources to get health care.
Liebman says a cooperative response seems to have those supply chains running smoothly again.
When farmers and agricultural industry and health centers and health departments partner together to help test, to help come up with a strategy of what you do with positive workers, there is a possibility that we can be successful in continuing to harvest our food and try to minimize the risk that workers face.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Spank, with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is standing up for dairy farmers targeted by Dean Foods. The company is undergoing bankruptcy proceedings and threatening legal action against dairy farmers as a part of the process. That's according to Travis Cushman as we caught up with the AFBF Senior Counsel for Public Policy.
Bankruptcy law allows a debtor to go after payments that were made within the 3 months prior to bankruptcy that were made on a preferred basis. It appears that most, if not all, of these farmers were conducting business in the ordinary course and would therefore be exempt from any clawback from Dean Foods. And so what Dean Foods has done is they have sent letters to, I believe, close to 500 farmers demanding that these farmers repay all monies received by Dean within the 3 months prior to when bankruptcy was declared.
Cushman calls the efforts a predatory shakedown regarding milk payments already highly regulated by the federal government.
The letters essentially try to extort tens of thousands of dollars from folks that likely have a complete defense to these claims. So we decided to stand up for farmers and demand that this law firm retract all these letters. And if any farmer has paid any money, the law firm and Dean Foods paid back that money. They should not have had to pay in the first place.
He says their foundation sent a letter to the law firm managing Dean Foods' estate calling for an immediate reversal and threatening potential legal action if the firm fails to withdraw the letters sent to farmers.
Many of the producers that receive these letters are independent farmers who are struggling through a multi-year downturn in milk prices and difficult economic environment with the COVID-19 pandemic has increased milk price volatility. These letters have put producers who are already at the brink in a possible position, either pay the amounts demanded or incur the cost of legal counsel to defend against the debtor's allegations. This is simply unacceptable.
Again, that's American Farm Bureau Senior Counsel for Public Policy, Travis Cushman. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The McDonald's McRib is available again. National Pork Board Director of Marketing Communication, Jason Minke, says that it's the 38th year the McRib has been on the McDonald's limited time menu,
which is really kind of an unprecedented mark for a limited time offer in the quick service restaurant industry. Now, what's unique about this year is that this is the first year since 2012 that the McRib is going to be available nationwide at the same time.
Well, McDonald's is actively promoting the McRib, and Minke says McRib fans are also active on social media.
There are even some unofficial aficionados who have developed websites that have McRib trackers. So when it's on a regional basis, there are sites that you can find on the internet that show you where you can go find it in different parts of the country. And I think that's just the absolute testament to the power that this sandwich has. It is really part of the national conscience.
Well, the national rollout of the McRib limited time offer coincides with this very uncertain year. And Minke sees the comfort of this familiar sandwich is welcomed.
It's been a difficult year for a number of reasons, right? We've had a contentious election, a global pandemic, and many of us are feeling disconnected and apart from each other. Obviously, this Thanksgiving looked and felt a lot different for a lot of families. We also know that when we look at other cultures around the globe and when family and friends come together over a meal, there's a better than even chance that pork is going to be that showcase protein, especially when you look in Asian and Latin American cultures. Here comes McDonald's, right? Maybe sensing our national anxiety and frustration and giving us all the opportunity to gather over this savory, saucy, delectable pork patty. Is the McRib going to solve all of our problems and all of our woes? No, but it's absolutely a tasty start.
If you'd like more information, go to pork.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you. Yesterday, I talked about important history. Today, I talked about what one State Farm Bureau is doing for young people headed for college. After this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I talk often about scholarships that are available for graduating seniors from high school and for young people taking agricultural courses in college. And today I want to talk about an idea that originated in the Illinois Farm Bureau, and maybe it could begin in your Farm Bureau as well. The history of the Illinois Farm Bureau includes a list of former presidents that read like an honor roll of well-known and well-respected individuals in recognition of the past presidents who shaped and influenced Illinois Farm Bureau. And what happened at their annual virtual meeting this year? The board of directors, at the suggestion of the IAA Foundation Board of Trustees, voted to create the Illinois Farm Bureau Presidential Memorial Scholarship Fund. So Rich Gebert Jr., the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, said, "As a tribute to all former presidents of this organization, we feel strongly that this scholarship is a meaningful gesture that acknowledges the leadership they provided." And he went on to say, "It is a genuine privilege to support the next generation of leaders and encourage degrees in agriculture-related fields." Generally, the award amount will be $1,000 and presented in honor of all former presidents of the Illinois Farm Bureau. However, in the scholarship program year immediately following the passing of a former IFB president, the award amount will be $2,500. An important consideration for the board was inviting contributions from individuals, organizations, and county farm bureaus who wish to pay tribute to a specific leader or all former presidents. According to Rich Gebert, he went on to say, "We feel strongly that this is a legislative effort that will be meaningful to the 4-H and FFA agricultural leadership." And so the Illinois Farm Bureau, the memorial, the Presidential Memorial Scholarship, is now on the books. And that means that scholarships continuing agricultural education will be receiving from some financial help. Congratulations to the Illinois Farm Bureau, and if any of your state farm bureaus would like to follow suit, good luck to you. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will feature a special bred cow sale this Thursday afternoon beginning at 4:30. Featuring spring calving cows, including 25 black March and April calving cows, 68 years old, 35 black February-March calving cows, 6 to 8 years old, 15 red March and April calving cows, 5 to 7 years old, 45 black February calving cows, 4 to 600 pounds, 10 black and red cow-calf pairs, 3-week-old calves, 5 black and red cow-calf pairs, 30 to 45-day-old calves, and 4 black cow-calf pairs, 30 to 45-day-old calves. This special bred cow sale starts at 4:30 Thursday, along with a regular auction beginning at 10 a.m. Cafe will be open for dinner this Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Snow removal on the farm can be challenging, so it's important to take extra safety precautions with the equipment you're using on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The tractor is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime. Pushing it around with a blade is very efficient, but snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is a retired extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for snow removal safety at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. They're four-wheel drives fully equipped and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point, still more of the same. Quite a bit of pressure on both the grains and the oil seeds today, as still awaiting some international news to see where these are heading, but still putting some pressure on both corn and wheat. December corn down 3 1/4 to 416 1/4. March to 419 1/2. That's down 4 3/4 cents. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat all experiencing a slight drop today. December Kansas City wheat's down 3 3/4 to 538 3/4. March dropped 6 3/4 back down to 538 3/4. Soybeans saw a once double-digit loss, still sharply lower, with January beans down 7 3/4 to $11.50 3/4. March to 11.55 1/2. That's down 7 cents per bushel. Soybean meal, soy oil still in the red. December soy meals down 380 to 382.70, and the oil down 55 points to 38.32. Cotton also still struggling today. March cotton down 40 points at 71.98. Into the livestock, still a mix to slightly rebounding here. We started to see it, just about an hour ago. Live cattle now back slightly higher, with December just up 3 cents at 108.05, but from there on still mostly lower, with February down a nickel to $110.97. Feeder cattle, we saw them start to rebound, still a slight gain, as January feeders up 2 cents to 137.82. March is up 40 cents to 138.55, and the lean hogs continuing to grow. December just up a nickel at 64.55, but larger strength beyond that with February up 82 to 65.77. Taking a look at the stock markets today here through the mid-hour. The S&P hits a new record high above 3,700 for the first time, up 10 points at 3,702. The Dow Jones also taking a turn for the better, up 118 at 30,188. As for the NASDAQ as well, up 34 points at 12,553. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales events, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.